Implicit confidence in the self-release of viewpoints is the crucial imperative. It's as simple as that. And that can only come about by maintaining awareness rather than believing that descriptive frameworks can verify anything. And so it can be a real stickler if one is prone to descriptive frameworks, which most of us are. So initially it's just a matter of testing it out in your own experience. You have to test it in order to verify what's being stated here. If it isn't tested in your own experience, it's just a bunch of intellectual gobbledygook. By the simplicity of just withdrawing from descriptions into completely stable rest, it opens up the possibility of a perfect mental stability that you never knew existed. It's as simple as that, but that perfect mental stability can only come about by maintaining awareness on the fly. It can't come about in any other way. Now, those of us who have done that for a while, we have a smile on our face, you know, because we know that what's being stated here is right on. It's the truth. And we know that the only way it came about was by maintaining awareness on the fly, rather than getting into the story making related to everything that appears. And we're smiling too because we know that when we first heard it or thought about it, we didn't really believe it could be possible. But now, by testing it in our own experience, we know that not only is it possible, but that it's a fact, and that it is the fundamental nature of existence, no matter what it is we had trained ourselves to believe prior to that. We know. And every expert in the world could come up to us and tell us that we shouldn't believe what in our experience, and we wouldn't care what they said because we know. And so, you know, that's just the way it is. It's an utter delight. What can I say? When you think back to what was once so, but now is not, it's a wondrous marvel. And the idea that the purpose of human life is to micromanage all our thoughts and emotions in order to get them into some kind of array we can get along with, it's just an idea gone awry. What can I say? It's an idea that's really gone awry, as we can see by the condition of human existence. So we've destroyed the environment in which we live, the one that we require in order to go on as a species now. I don't know any other being that does that. So what it means is somehow we're out of sync with the grand design, aren't we? And so it's important to take another look at what the grand design is and how we fit within that. Now, when we can prove that grand design to ourselves by finding within ourselves perfect mental stability, it's very convincing that we found the grand design. It's extremely convincing. No matter what we've believed before. When we see in our own experience that all the problems, personal problems we tried to solve in our own thinking and emotions, that we've been able to solve those by simply sustaining awareness rather than going off into descriptions trying to verify the nature of appearances. It's very convincing. It's totally convincing. When we see that all the things that troubled us, our thoughts and emotions, no longer do, it's very convincing. And when we see the continuous increase of that and the soothing energy that it brings about, it's extremely convincing. It's as simple as that. And, you know, there's nowhere to get to. We could all drop dead in the next instant. The self-freeing of what's right here is guaranteed, and that's all there is to the grand design. So keep it simple. Keep it totally simple. You may not require logical proofs, and if you don't, that's great. Some do, some don't. Just maintain awareness and you'll create your own logical proof in your own experience.